This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's David Walsh. Tesla stock is down more than 7% following this weekend's announcement that CEO Elon Musk is planning to launch his own political party. So David Musk told Bloomberg back in May he was planning to pull back on politics and focus on Tesla. So what do you make of this news, and what did it do to the stock today?
Well, it hurt the stock because I think his shareholders were hoping that when he was done with the Trump administration, he would be out of politics and turn his attention back to running his different companies, specifically Tesla. And now he's looking like he's got another toy to play with here with his own political party. And the shares were down at least 7%. It's been a tough day for the stock. So, look, his shareholders are, I think, probably saying, here we go again. And not convinced he's going to focus just on this company.
Now, the shares were inconsistent even prior to this, correct?
Yeah, they have been up and down. You know, they had a long slide because sales have been rough, and they still are. But there is the ongoing narrative that he's going to change the face of the company and the reason to invest in it and its earnings power by going to AI and self-driving vehicles and robotics. And he did, even though it's a very small batch of cars running in a small area of Austin, he did pretty much hit his launch on time with the robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. And if he can make those work, that is a very different revenue stream and a different type of vehicle. So he's not just a car company with high capital costs and lousy margins like General Motors and Toyota and the rest, compared to a tech company that has great margins and huge growth potential. And that's the story he's trying to sell. So you get some up whenever he has autonomy news, and then sometimes the stock gets knocked back down when there's lousy sales news, or it looks like Elon's going to be staying in the political world for a long period of time, and that's what we're dealing with today.
Now, the board has backed Musk in the past. Do they have the ability to say, you know, get back in the CEO chair?
You know, they have powers of suggestion, but it's very difficult for them to just tell him to stop doing this sort of thing. A lot of the value of the company, even if shareholders are annoyed with his political pursuits for any reason, a lot of the value is still tied up in the sense that this is an executive who has an ability to see around corners, who hops on the next big thing often before everybody else does, and who can attract a lot of talent to the company that can develop software, develop AI, and develop, you know, batteries and the things you need to be a high-tech transportation company. And there's just an unknown experiment out there that, okay, what if you did diminish Elon Musk's role with Tesla? How would investors react to that? There's a big clue here, right? Because when he spends more time at Doge and doing things for the Trump administration or with politics, and he's not focused on Tesla, the shares go down. So I think the board is looking at this and saying, okay, if they're the ones who make Elon Musk focus less on Tesla and not just Elon's different interests and pursuits, they'll be the ones tanking the stock, because investors clearly don't like when he walks away and looks at other things.
One last thing. I'm kind of interested in this. The company released the sales report, and it showed that the Cybertruck is not very popular. I feel like I see a lot of them, at least here in the Bay Area.
Probably in the Bay Area you would. It's a great market for electric vehicles, and I think there are a lot of people who, because Tesla, even though they're in Austin now, was founded there in the Bay Area. I remember being at the initial headquarters. I think it was in Carmen, California, years ago, and interviewing Elon. And you have a lot of people who just like EVs and like technology, and it does have kind of a quirky technological look to it. So where you are, you'd probably see a lot of them. Look, I see a few of them here in Michigan, and I'm always kind of surprised. Look, it's just a quirky design. It's not something that will appeal to a typical truck buyer. In fact, none of the electric pickup trucks sold by Rivian or General Motors or Ford are selling very well. And the Tesla, it just has stylistically, it's an oddity, and I think it's sort of doomed to be a niche vehicle for that reason. It's also not cheap. It sells at pretty expensive prices. So, you know, you've got something that's weird looking to a lot of people, expensive to a lot of people, and pickup trucks, electric pickups and trucks in general just aren't selling.
That is Bloomberg's David Welsh. You can hear our Tech and Business report at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.